Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It's time for the half hour power, the best show, post show, 30 minutes of rapid fire unscreened phone calls here. I am joined, as usual, by the one and only AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Next to Mike, Dudio, a.k.a. Jason, a.k.a. Slaw Dog.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
The Slaw Dog nickname. Have you heard it? Is anybody, you being out and about in the comedy world, has anybody referred to you as Slaw Dog?
Everybody is referring to me as Slaw Dog. You go to the UCB Training Center, you go to UCB Chelsea. Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody knows.
Does it feel like you've taken ownership of the name? It's not the same circumstances of why you're Slaw Dog.
No, it's completely different. But yeah, it's very much like Slaw Dog has returned. It's back. Mm-hmm. It's now, really weird.
Now, is that bad? Is that like a thing for you? Do you feel like you're just like, oh no, Slaw Dog's back?
No, I'm fine with it.
Is there like a different part of you that becomes slow? Where you're just like,
what? Like, there's some hidden, like horrible like, entity
like there's
inside
a part of
me.
That's just like, maybe we should take that. And you're like, no, Slaw Dog, that wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, let's take it, Jason. And finally you're like, all right, this one time, Slaw Dog. And then you just like do what Slaw Dog wants, and then Slaw Dog's got the bloodlust.
Yeah.
Right?
Complete Slaw Dog bloodlust.
Like a wolf. Next to Slaw Dog is the one and only Pat Byrne, host of Prove It All Night on WFMU, and has a live show tomorrow night featuring the one and only legend, David Peel, will be a part of your live show.
Yes, Hozak reissued artist, David Peel.
Very exciting.
Legendary.
Tynan DeLong also?
Yes, very funny stand-up.
And other surprises yet Surprise to be announced. Yes. And people can go to that. It's at the in Jersey City, New Jersey, at the WFMU Performance Space, mm-hmm. which is in Jersey City, and is and then you go to at Prove It Show to find out more information on that.
We may even have that third secret guest announced if you go to at Prove It Show.
Mm. Oh yeah, you might know by now.
Intriguing.
Yeah. You might have booked that by now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for revealing my flaws in booking.
And last, but certainly not least, his first time on the Half Hour of Power. Am I correct, right?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be on the Half Hour of Power, and here I am.
Yeah, here we
well,
are.
Dreams do come true, Rob Hatchmiller. You're here. Welcome, Rob Hatchmiller.
I'm going to clap the round of applause
like the Stern Show. Yeah. Get that clapping going like the Stern Show. I like it. Let's do the clapping.
Yeah, we should do that all the time.
Yeah, we should do more clapping.
Yeah.
Rob, your movie is at the Montclair Film Festival.
It is. It's playing, it's playing at the Newport Beach Film Festival in Orange County, California, Sunday, April 24th. 7:30 p.m. And then it's playing at the Montclair Film Festival in Montclair, New Jersey on May 5th at 9 p.m. and May 7th at 6:15 p.m.
Nice.
And other screenings to be announced, SylJohnsonMovie.com.
Yes, SylJohnsonMovie.com to see the movie Syl Johnson, Any Way the Wind Blows.
Yeah, we were just in Nashville showing it this past weekend, hanging out with Coco and the Ets.
Awesome. That went well?
It was great. You're going to have a blast there in a few weeks.
I've been there more than a couple times. I love it in Nashville.
Fond Object does Record Store Day the right way. They just had a huge, awesome party with great bands. And I don't think anybody was actually paying for anything.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's not the greatest business model, but it was a great time.
I think there were people inside. While everybody's in the backyard, I think there's still maniacs in there paying for things.
Yeah, there were some weirdos buying, whatever they put out for Record Store Day at this point.
The Bad Company reissue.
Wait. Bad Company reissue.
Yeah. No, there wasn't.
I think there was.
Bad Company.
No, there's a Big Star reissue.
There's a Big Star reissue, but I think there's also...
There's always a Big Star reissue of some kind.
Just give us what we want.
Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Rob Hatch Miller.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
Hey, I was hoping I could ask Pat Byrne some questions about his backyard wrestling.
Yes, this guy wants to ask you questions about your backyard wrestling life.
Oh boy. Okay. Shoot.
Okay, I did it too when I was the summer of after my 19th birthday and the summer after my 20th birthday, and I did a lot of incredibly stupid things, and I wanted to know what was the dumbest thing you did.
I have the answer right away for you. I jumped off of a shed that was probably like it was like between a second floor and a first floor level in height. Okay.
Oh my god.
And we were smart enough, and smart's one of those funny terms here. We were smart enough to have some sort of padding in the middle of this, like. I don't even know what I would. It wasn't a ring. It wasn't a mat.
Squared space.
It was a squared space that I'll describe as like a camping tent area. So we had it was a blue tarp that had a white strip in the middle. So it looked like a official of some. You know, I don't know where somebody found this, but I don't know what was supposed to go over the white part if it was like a camping thing. But anyway, somewhere in the middle there was padding, and I thought I was going to hit that. And I hit the ground, and I realized when I jumped off of it that it was so high that my feet did that thing where they like panic. Yeah. So you could see them.
They like fluttered?
They fluttered, and you could see them panicking. Yeah. Well, and then I took the fall so badly that I limped for like, and my dad was like one of those like walk it off kind of guys. He still is. And I had a limp for like over a month, I'd say.
Oh man.
Now this begs the question.
Yeah.
If you did the jump,
right,
but you know what your feet did, was somebody filming this?
It exists somewhere.
No, it still exists?
I'm sure, yeah. People don't throw things away.
Do you have a copy of this?
I don't, but I have 2 weeks till the next Half Hour of Power.
Yes.
I will try my darndest to surface this lost footage.
And what if you
If Pat... Sorry.
Go ahead. No.
If Pat's anything like me, he has friends who do have video of it and have kept it and will refuse to get rid of it and not let it be on the internet anymore.
Yeah. Now, your thing, what did you do?
Oh, I never jumped off of anything high. Thankfully, I probably would have really hurt myself, but I took actual, like, chair shots. We didn't have any gimmicked chairs or anything. They were just chairs I bought at, like, a department store. I was supposed to be powerbombed through a flaming table, but we didn't actually have, like, a real table like they use, you know, in wrestling. It was just, like, a thin piece of plywood that we poured lighter fluid all over.
You're supposed to saw it almost all the way in half, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and this was not even a table. This was just, like, a sawhorse with, like, really thin plywood that we, like, barely rested on to give the illusion that we were laying on this thing. And I was supposed to get powerbombed onto this flaming table. And this was my idea because I was obsessed with ECW at the time.
Who was
And I wanted to do... ECW was a...
No, I said who was it?
I'm sorry. I thought I heard Tom say who what.
No, go ahead. I didn't say that.
So I was supposed to get powerbombed to this flaming table, and thankfully the force of the wind from my body coming down on it put the flames out. I had no plan.
Yeah, you dodged a huge bullet.
What accelerant did you use?
It was just like lighter fluid that you use in a barbecue. Yeah. All right. And I bladed one time.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. What is bladed?
Oh, that's how they bleed in wrestling. They hide a razor blade on themselves, and then when the camera's not looking, they really cut themselves on their forehead.
Yeah. In the real world, it's called cutting your forehead with a razor blade.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really cool at the time, and now I have a dumb story because of it.
You gotta love that.
So when the camera wasn't on you, you bladed it.
Yeah,
like the one camera, but it wasn't like a TV camera. This is like in front of. That's such a commitment to this thing. I got to give you credit as misguided as it is. You were looking for something to be committed to, at that point in your life.
Yeah. It was a really dumb thing to be committed to. We had, I think at most we had a crowd of maybe 10 people ever. It was really not worth it, and I was the only one who was committed to it.
If we started a backyard wrestling league now, AP Mike is obviously a manager. Like, we're not going to put you in the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of character would you be, Mike, as a manager?
I liked who was the manager of the Valiant Brothers, Tommy Heenan or
Bobby the Brain.
Yeah, I liked his style.
Okay, Dudio,
I could wrestle.
What would your character be?
I'd want to be one of those like big powerhouses in the ring. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. like a junkyard dog,
like from Parts Unknown.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
face paint.
Yeah,
like we'd make you seem like nuts.
Yeah, junk like a really good on. Theme when I come into the arena.
Sure. Gotta
have
yeah.
A good theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pat,
I'd be a Lucha Libre of some kind.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing, Don the mask.
Doing flips, wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Hatch.
I guess I would probably be a weakling who has to cheat to win.
Or yeah, you could just like, you could be like the guy. Who just like you? If you were like Dudio's like partner, and like he's the one just like wrecking guys, you're the loudmouth. You're the one who's just like, you just got knocked out. Like, and you're just like talking like we knocked you out. And then it's like, I think he's doing all the knocking out, but because then people would truly hate you. Wait for that one. Like,
yeah, then I'll pull the chair out of the audience, hand it to him, and then he can hit him with it.
Yeah, and then you'd like. Then you'd like betray him even at one point, right? Like he'd like sell you out.
Oh,
you know,
completely.
You know that point when it's just like, oh my god, he's even turned on his partner.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Mike comes out and they're paired up somehow.
Well, thanks for the call, buddy. Yep. Half Hour Power. You're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Rob Hatch Miller.
Hey, hey, all you guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I'm Kevin in Philadelphia.
All right. What's up, Kevin?
All right. So I know you already kind of finalized the list of everything.
Yeah.
But so I didn't want to – I don't think you should necessarily throw this onto the list, but I wanted to ask
– I'm not doing the – this is not an extension of the show. It's not an easier way to get through to the best show.
Yeah.
Best show – Whoa! Half Hour Power. Half Hour Power with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Rob Hatch Miller. What's up?
Hi, this is the Shame from Vancouver, and shame I am indeed.
Oh, you're the guy who called and you had to put down
Julie Klausner.
Julie Klausner, you put down
and Jake Fogelnest.
Jake Fogelnest and the music and all the stuff. What's going on?
I wanted to call. Well, first I wanted to call to apologize to Jake.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Well, it's the tone. It all came out really misplaced. You know, I felt I was just way too in my head, and then when the green light came on, I just, you know, let it out. You know, unfiltered.
Hey, look,
and
you're talking yourself, buddy. You're talking to yourself. I didn't put this on you.
No, yeah, indeed. No. It's on me.
It's rattling around in your head.
Exactly. Way too in my head.
All right, goodbye. You're boring. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Rob Hatch Miller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
To whom am I speaking?
Angela.
Who is it?
It's Roxy.
Roxy.
Hey.
Angela. What up, guys?
Hello. Are you, what were you eating last week?
Pizza.
Pizza. Are you having more of that pizza?
No, I had a burrito before the show, and I'm still very full from it.
California burrito, right?
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
L.A. burrito. What? Mm. What's better, L.A. burrito or San Francisco burrito?
I actually don't know because I've never been to San Francisco, but I'm going next week for the first time ever.
Good.
So I can tell you then.
Well, the answer is San Francisco. That's the home of the burrito. You get the L.A., you get the fish taco in L.A. That's what L.A. is best at.
Mm,
would you agree with that, Roxy?
I don't eat fish, so I can't.
Okay.
Sorry.
But a taco. L.A. has great tacos.
L.A. has the best tacos. I live like a block and a half away from a taco shop that I frequent basically every other night.
But L.A. L.A. pizza. Sucks.
L.A. pizza. We actually had an issue with the pizza last week. We got our pizza and it was not the right pizza. But we got it for free and then we got another pizza after that with what we wanted on it. And also free, so we didn't have to pay for
Wow.
two large pizzas. I know.
You're living out on the margins here.
Yeah.
Now, who's we again? It's you and your...
Oh, it's me and David hanging out watching baseball and listening to the best show.
Is David there now?
Yes.
Hello. Mm.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Don't get any ideas. There's not going to be a dirty grandpa wedding cake. Right?
I feel this might happen. You sure don't seem... And look... You're just best friends. That's all you are, is best friends. There's nothing going on. Mike, anything to say to Roxy?
You know, as I was driving to the show tonight, I passed a Sunoco. And the sign, the Sunoco, I'm not making this up. I can't make this stuff up. There was a sign, and it was flashing in big red letters, brick oven pizza, $5. My question to you, would you buy brick oven pizza from a Sunoco?
Hell no.
No, okay, all right.
Was it a straight up Sunoco, like didn't have anything else in it?
It had what they call a mart. That's kind of what they use behind it. And it was rather large. It was new.
Is it the one on 440 right by Pathmark?
Right at City Line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Doesn't $5 seem like an odd price because it's like way too much for a slice, but not enough for a whole pizza?
I suspect it's what they call a personal pie.
There's something fishy going on here. I don't like it.
I think I'm going to pick up some on the way in next week.
All right. And did you animals want to eat those angry whoppers or whatever? Was that a thing?
Oh, I'll eat it. Yeah, I'll totally eat it.
I try it out.
Wait. Next week we'll get the angriest Whopper.
Angriest Whopper. So the angriest Whopper, the bun is hot sauce flavored.
Okay. Ooh. I have to say, I kind of can't stand how announcerish you just said that.
Me too. I fall into it from time to time. It's my curse. No. I honestly do.
It's not a curse.
It was like...
It's a hot sauce flavor.
He's
got a radio voice. Like,
well, the thing with the angriest Whopper is it has a hot sauce flavored bun.
It's like I wink and the logo appears.
I was like, oh boy, he's really selling this thing.
No.
What is he doing? Voiceover work for the Burger King now?
He's got a side gig.
Yeah. Roxy, the angriest Whopper, would you eat one?
Probably not. If you paid for it, yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's charming. Well, wasn't that the most charming thing I've ever heard? If you paid for it, I would. How do you look at me?
She's like, yeah, freebies. Calls up looking for freebies every week.
I know, yeah. There's a shakedown. You and David. The game. I think the two of you never stopped going out. And you just look at this as a chance to see how many angles you can play to get free anything.
Not at all. Oh, my God. I felt guilty that I couldn't buy you dinner the other night.
Well, what are you going to
do? So, I owe you a dinner.
Well, your company was compensation enough.
Oh, stop.
All right. You have a great night. Bye, David.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Mike?
Yeah.
What's the hottest food you've ever eaten?
There's a Thai restaurant in Bayonne called Thai O'Brien's, which is an interesting name in itself.
But what is the name?
Thai O'Brien's.
Yeah. Okay.
And they have a hot sauce that they pretty much leave on the tables. And it's hot. It's, you know, you have to use it sparingly. But my favorite story about that hot sauce is that one of my coworkers at Mass's, he's like Mr. Hot Foods. And when he went to that restaurant, he thought it was like an hors d'oeuvre. And he was just spooning it. He was just spooning it into his mouth. And he ate it. He ate the whole container. And the waiter was like, what did you do? You know, he couldn't believe that he ate the hot sauce. But he actually makes his own hot peppers and will bring them in for people to try. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, some people are like, it's a disaster. He makes this stuff so hot that it's, you know, it's painful.
But he can eat it.
Yeah, he can eat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing.
So for you, that was the hottest thing.
Yeah, that's what comes to mind.
Jason?
So there was a cheeseburger in Paradise in Boone, North Carolina.
For people who don't know, this was Jimmy Buffett's ill-fated?
No, it's still there. I ate there this weekend.
Wait, where is it?
Cheeseburger in Paradise. There's one in Secaucus.
Okay.
Yeah, we went there this weekend. But this was years ago. This was about 20 years ago in Boone, North Carolina.
Okay.
And they had... I think it was like burn your ass wings or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to sign a waiver that I wouldn't sue afterwards. And that was the hottest thing. I cried.
Yeah.
Honestly, really? I cried real tears. Yeah. I couldn't use my mouth for hours after eating that. So,
all right.
Well worth it.
Sure. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Highly recommended.
Uh-huh. Pat?
I think it was Indian food, probably right here in Jersey City, and it was just one of those classic moves of, like, your friend, like, oh, you got to try this pepper, you know, you got to try this this thing, and then me being, you know, oh, okay, I'll do it, and it was like, you know.
Ruin your meal, right? The whole thing?
ruined my night. You have to have like glasses of water.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
someone's
yeah.
like, no, you can't drink water. You got to drink milk. And I'm like, well, I'm in like this restaurant that doesn't have milk.
Yeah, they don't have milk.
And I was just in pain and, yeah, those peppers.
Rob, Hatch.
I went to Prince's Hot Chicken in Nashville this weekend.
Yeah.
I only got the medium. I think I probably could have handled the hot, but the medium was very, very, very hot. Mm. I was definitely physically sweating and turning red from eating it. It was very good.
Oh, man.
Is that the place that has, what is the thing with the hot there? Is that the place where it just like...
It's fried chicken. It's really, really good fried chicken. And then they just like infuse the batter with like hot chili, cayenne pepper oil.
Okay.
And I guess it's like Nashville has a whole bunch of places that do it. Prince's is sort of like not in the best neighborhood, and it's kind of like a strip mall kind of hole in the wall place.
Sure.
There's a couple of like fancier, more touristy ones. There's a place called 400 Degrees, I think, that does. Different, you know, 100 degrees, 200 degrees, 300 degrees, 400 degrees. They do like a triple extra hot at Prince's Hot Chicken, but I don't think anyone has ever even ordered it. It seems crazy to even get the hot, let alone the extra hot.
I'd try the hot.
All right.
I'd suffer for it afterwards. KFC has a natural hot chicken now, too.
And you suffer twice. That goes without saying, right?
Yeah. Which reminds me, Mike, we do this show, and you always have interesting things to say and different thoughts and takes on what's going on. Do you have anything that comes to mind this week?
Well, after my last anecdote, you know, it didn't go over that well. I mean, you know, when I broke ass at the urging of the panhandler and... So I'm thinking, you know, I've got to redeem myself with something better. Mm-hmm. So some friends of mine from Brooklyn were passing through New Jersey, and they thought maybe I'd be working at Masses, and I wasn't, you know, and, you know, they wanted to stop and visit. And, you know, of course, I tried to arrange to meet someplace besides Masses, you know, because they had their two children with them, and, you know, Masses isn't exactly... kid-friendly, you know. So, but they kind of kept pushing for Masses. So we went there. And usually, at, you know, on Saturday afternoon, it's kind of quiet, but the place was kind of busy. And, of course, the profanity was flying. And I was just trying to kind of make it a quick trip in and, you know, get them out without, you know, traumatizing them, you know. So we had one beer and, you know, we left. And as we were leaving, you know, my friend sort of noticed that step that you have to take going in and out of, Masses. It's not level. You have to sort of step down or step up as you're coming in. And it's a good sort of, you know, test for people coming in, you know, a lot of drunks with a foreign load. Will stumble over, and it makes my job easy because as soon as that person trips coming in the door, it's like, okay, I don't have to serve you. So as we're coming out, I was reminded of a Masses classic story. This happened years ago, and it was actually a family member of mine was on crutches in Masses. And as a prank, when he went to the men's room, they have those extenders at the end of the crutches that you can extend. So they extended it fully. And the crutches were by the door. So as he would leave, he would, you know, put the crutches outside the door and just sort of get down on them. But, you know, as you can imagine, these were much higher now. So he was airborne and he practically pole vaulted into the street as he came out of the bar. And this got like a good laugh from my friend's son. And I felt kind of proud that like, you know, my sense of humor sort of could translate to a kid because, I mean, hey, you know, they're not easy for, like, an adult to get a good laugh from them. Mm-hmm. And so so it sort of made my day. You know, I haven't had, like, a good laugh from a kid in a long time. Mm-hmm. So my question to the panel is, When's the last time you made a kid laugh? Anything come to mind?
A kid laugh?
Yeah, I got a good laugh. It wasn't, you know, he was like listening to the story, and he sort of got the idea.
My nieces and nephews laugh all the time.
Oh, okay, all right. But is there like a particular story that stands out, like that really got him rolling?
Mike. No, there's not. Trying
to get a conversation going,
no,
Tom.
No, that's I appreciate it, but no, nothing. It just, they're always fun, and we always laugh.
Now I'm like imagining the kind of story or joke Mike would try to tell a 5-year-old to get them to laugh.
Yeah.
Well, I have a niece and nephew too, and you know, I don't see them all that often. And I mean, I guess the last time I got them to laugh was, I mean, it wasn't me. You know, I kind of showed them that. Remember they had that video for like a Rolling Stone with all the people sort of acting out the lyrics and stuff.
Sure.
And there were some good sort of funny ones in there. Mm-hmm. And they picked up on it, and, you know, they got a good laugh out of that.
Jason?
When was the last time I made a kid laugh? We had, Kristen had a friend from college come and stay a couple of years back, and she brought her 5-year-old or 4-year-old, and I made a joke about, I just misspoke and said turkey bread to her.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
And she just lost it. She thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she kept saying, like, do it again, keep saying it. And so I had to keep saying turkey bread. Uh-huh. And so now whenever we send her a Christmas card, it's, you know, signed to turkey bread.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's probably like 15 now.
Yeah.
We still sign the card, Matt.
All right. I got a good in-joke nice. Going. Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. Turkey bread.
Pat?
I'm sure there's a moment. I can't think of it right now.
Rob?
My niece always laughs when I'm around her, and I don't know if it's because she thinks I'm funny or if she just laughs at everything. But I taught her the concept of a knock-knock joke, which she just turned into a nonsense thing of, you know, I would, as long as I said who's there, she would make up any, you know, any infinite number of completely, you know, non-joke, you know, fart sounds mixed with, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Half Hour Power, you're on. AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Rob Hatch Miller.
Come on, y'all. It's time to have fun. I wasn't able to tune in tonight, but if you guys were able to rate this show tonight, 1 out of 10, what would you give it?
Tonight's show?
Yes, please.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're always a 10.
I'm going to listen in the morning.
Good. You'll have a great morning. Good thing I'm going to do. Slaw Dog.
Yeah.
We've been guessing your nickname. We got the Slaw locked down.
Yeah.
Dog, you were playing football.
Yes.
John Solomon called last week.
He got really close.
He said it came from the coach. We got that out of you.
Yes.
So the nickname, the first time you heard Slaw Dog was from the coach.
Yes, it was uttered by the coach.
Okay. Well, my question would be, does it have to do with some sort of play?
No.
Anything, Mike?
Were you going through a punk phase at the time, and did you wear one of those spiky dog collars?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Pat, anything?
Mike just stole my question.
Oh, you were going to go for the studded collar.
Rob, anything about Slaw Dog?
I'm just baffled by the whole thing.
All right. Well, I got still got it. The coach said it.
The coach said it.
Was it about your performance?
No.
No. Wasn't about your performance. It was during a practice?
Yes.
It was during a practice?
Yes. During a break.
During practice. Were you laying down and he called you a dog?
No.
Because you looked dog tired or something?
No.
Well, I got nothing.
And it has nothing to do with any kind of... It has nothing to do with dog as in hot dog. We've already ruled that out, right?
Oh. Well, I don't know his meaning behind it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? He obviously means slaw dog.
Yeah, this is... I think if I invest any more mental energy to this, I think my brain is going to turn
to mush. I should just tell you because...
No. Yeah. So the coach says slaw dog.
Right.
Did he say it for the amusement of others?
Yes. But all... Yes and no.
Yes and no.
He was proud of himself for saying slaw dog.
So was it him... Was he heightening a joke?
It was heightening.
Okay. So he heightened a joke by saying slaw dog.
Yes.
Are you effing with us right now?
No.
Mike, he's not effing with us. We're so close. We're so close.
You are on the tip of dog and slaw dog together.
So he was heightening a joke. Was it based off something another player said?
Yes.
So a player said something, and then he went, slaw dog.
A player called him slaw.
Yes.
A player called him slaw, and then the coach said, oh, we got a slaw
dog.
Yes.
And we've already established that dog is not the mascot. There were no dogs associated with the team.
Radford Bobcats.
There's no food, sort of.
No. Yeah. But that's really the pattern. That's exactly what happened.
All right. So somebody called him slaw.
Somebody said... Was whoever called you Slaw, they just knew your nickname as Slawby from the original...
My friends on the team, they heard the, it carried on from my neighbors, the redneck neighbors that gave me Slaw. It went all through the high school, and they kept calling me Slaw. And then Coach Scholl overheard them say Slaw. And he questioned it and heightened it.
So something made him add dog to it.
Yes.
And it didn't have to do with you dogging a play or...
No.
No.
It had to do with the name, specifically.
With the name dog?
Slaw.
With the name Slaw.
Yeah.
Was Slaw the name of the coach's dog?
No.
So Slaw, in his mind, triggered dog.
Yeah.
Was the thing that made him say slaw, the thing that made him add dog to slaw,
right?
Was it tied to? It was not tied to the original version. He had no idea the original version.
When he heard slaw for the first time, like when he heard the players call me slaw, that was the first he ever heard of it.
Okay.
And he reacted by adding dog.
Mm-hmm. Had you ever been called dog in any form?
Never.
No. So there was just that was the first time. Mm. So the question now that we have to figure out is why did the coach heighten a joke? What was the thing that made him add dog to the when he heard the nickname Slaw?
Yeah.
Were you wearing anything that had a dog on your shirt?
I was wearing a football uniform.
Okay.
I was wearing, like,
all right.
Shoulder pads and everything.
Did you have one leg up in the air?
I did not.
Okay.
Does him adding dog to it have anything to do with an actual dog?
No.
What's your middle name?
Christopher.
JCS. Okay.
JCS? My last name's Gore.
Oh, JCG.
Yeah. Slaw dog. We are so close.
Yeah, it is honestly right in front of you guys.
Yeah. So, dog, what would make a coach say, it had nothing to do with football activity?
No.
Did it have to do with how hot it was?
No.
And he called you this on a break.
Yes. We were all standing around eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and drinking tea at the Boosters Club. It was a really weird thing. Like,
after practicing football,
to hydrate us, guys.
And it had nothing to do with the sandwiches or the tea.
Nothing to do with that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or lemonade.
Did it have to do with any kind of behavior from you?
No, it was nothing. He reacted to slaw.
Can I just say that if you ever did a best show themed escape the room place, this could be one of the mysteries for it?
Yeah, it's true. We never will do that, though. I did that one escape the room thing. That's enough to last a lifetime. Being in an escape the room with... I can't even say who I was in it with.
I know.
You do know.
I do know.
Yeah, it was dumb. So the coach said, Slaw Dog!
Yes.
Is that how he said it?
Yes. He was very pleased with himself.
Why would he call Jason?
It wasn't a reference to some movie, television show, or anything.
Not that I'm aware of.
And it wasn't anything to do with you being a dirty dog or a bad dog. Any kind of thing like that.
And it happened during the break.
It happened during the break.
And had nothing to do with you dogging it out there. We've established that.
No.
Is it some version? Does the word dog tie into why he said it?
I think that he just thought it was clever by adding dog to it.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that just it?
Didn't we solve it then?
Well, no.
Are we not? Are we? How much more do we have to piece together?
I think
before we
that's why I keep saying I think you guys are really there. Okay. Honestly so. So the coach. I'm just gonna.
Did he have none? Yeah, did he have other nicknames for other people? Did he call other people dog?
No. So here it is.
Wait. I have one last guess. So he called you this on a break.
Yes.
I just have a feeling that was he going down the line like he was?
No.
He was talking to other people, and then he got to you, so, and it was something that you weren't...
He overheard the other players calling me Slaw. Like, I guess giving me hell for doing something wrong during practice.
I was
a terrible football player.
Is it the awe in Slaw that's dog?
No.
No, okay.
So he heard Slaw and questioned it and said, Slaw? That's a dumb nickname. Slaw Dog. That's a really good nickname. And all the other players agreed.
Okay. You want to know what the funny thing is?
He just came up out of the blue, so there was reasoning to it.
We got all the way there.
Yeah.
It would have taken 100 years for us to have gotten
to the fact that he thought it was a dumb nickname.
To have guessed that.
Yes.
So the mystery of Slaw Dog.
Pretty much did guess.
No, that. You were there, but you didn't get his reasoning behind it. You were on the other side of it.
That
he heightened to Slaw Dog, and he was proud of it. But he did it for the reasoning that he thought Slaw by itself
was a
super dumb nickname.
I'm gonna say that we figured out that it was a heightening.
Yes.
On his part. Puts us into the winner's circle.
100%. Yeah. That's what did it. That's what pushed it over.
I feel slightly duped.
why do you feel duped? I got there.
It wasn't guessable. You know, if somebody...
Oh, no, it's guessable. If somebody... You easily could have guessed. The reasoning is...
There was no reasoning.
How they really feel about it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There was no reason for it.
UFC.
He just plucked it out of the air.
No, he thought Slaw was a dumb nickname, and that's how the second part, that's how Slaw Dog was born.
All right. Well, let the listeners weigh in on this.
That's it.
Mystery resolved.
Slaw Dog.
Slaw Dog.
Would you like Slaw Dog to be retired and just go back to duty if you had it all to do over right now? Would you like to never hear Slaw Dog, or are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable. I think we're too far in.
I would drop it. Yeah. After having the mystery resolved,
you would drop it.
I would drop it. Yeah, especially so little thought went into that coach's thought into creating
Coach Shull.
It. Yeah, it's like why even honor his dumb addition?
Is this coach still alive?
I think so. I was thinking about that earlier today.
Would you be willing to have the coach call in?
I would love to. If I can get a hold of him, I honestly doubt he would remember.
Uh-huh. Well, that would even be funnier.
Yeah. But then it spread like wildfire. Like, everyone called me that, and all the other coaches called me that. And to be honest with you, I quit the football team the very first day of school.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the locker room and the very first day of school, and I said to the coach, I'm like, "Hey coach, I hate to do this, but I got to quit football." And he like threw his arms down. He's like, "Oh hell, Slaw Dog, I hate to hear that." And I said, he's like, "Why you got to quit?" I'm like, "Well, I'm failing math." And I told him, first day of school, you know, the day they give you syllabuses and everything, that I'm failing math. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, well, you know, learning's important, Slaw Dog."
This coach had no idea how school worked.
Yeah. He had no idea. Even though he taught, like, P.E.
Yeah.
He was taking some pre-coach.
Yeah.
Summer.
At that point, did you have a southern accent?
No, not really. Mm-mm. I never really developed a southern accent.
Because you, did you move around a little bit, or were you always?
I lived in Radford, Virginia, until 1999. I lived in Chapel Hill for a while, and then I moved around.
Okay.
In the college
but
years.
But at that point, you would have just been a Virginia guy.
Yeah, I was still a Virginia guy. Never had an accent. Mm. I do from time to time. It does slip out.
I was
going to
say, yeah,
there is
a
slight accent there.
I hear it once in a while.
Yeah, I think I've adopted it more as I've grown older.
Mm-hmm. There's like a slight, just kind of like not. It's almost like a lilt to your voice. It's almost like the
cadence.
Yeah. It's not like you're hitting certain words with an accent, but it's like an inflection.
Yeah. And I'm fine with it.
But. Yeah. We're all fine with it. Yeah. You know why? Because you've got the golden pipes. Because when it comes to talking up the bun on an angriest whopper, the bun on the angriest whopper is actually infused with hot sauce.
Yeah.
Rick's Red Hot.
I'm sure that's what is it. What is it? Rick's Red Hot?
No, I was just. I don't think it's Frank's Red Hot. Frank's I think it's just a generic Frank's. Hot sauce.
Can you imagine how cheap that hot sauce is that Burger King is putting? That they're infusing the bun with? It's probably just ketchup.
Oh it's the worst.
We can't legally call it hot sauce, but boy, is it?
Yeah, they're probably just. They're probably just soaking it in like. In like red dye and pepper. It's probably just in like some mix. Yeah. Yeah, special hot sauce. Yeah, watch out for the angriest whopper.
I will eat one.
Next week.
I 100% will.
Mike, would you eat an angriest whopper?
Yeah, I would give it a try.
Are you still upset? You seem really
he's,
upset.
He's ticked off at this whole Slaw Dog thing.
It was a long road, wasn't
I'll
it?
I'll say this. If I had to do the math on it, he's irked that you got this much?
No, not that.
No, he is.
I wanted a payoff.
He won't say it.
I wanted a payoff.
He's irked that it wasn't about him.
I wanted to be some sort of, you know, climactic moment, you know, where we'd all say, wow, you know.
To be honest,
what do you think it was going to be?
I don't know.
The first part is the weirdest part, though. That's the best.
Yeah, no.
That's always the best part to me.
And that we cracked, yeah.
Do you think it was going to be King Arthur? He's going to get, like,
know. I had no idea.
He awakens from his slumber.
Oh, Slaw Dog. I name thee Slaw Dog. Now, Mike's irked at this. Wow.
The coach is right.
He is not happy with this.
Better name.
It is.
Slaw Dog is a better nickname than Slaw.
Yeah.
He fixed those dummies next door to you with, "Hey, Slaw."
Yeah.
Your nickname's Slaw.
And there is such a thing as a Slaw Dog.
Oh, yeah. That's how I
usually like to eat them. He probably ate one at one point. That's where he came up with it.
Yeah.
That's a dumb nickname. Your nickname's, how about Slaw Dog?
Yeah. There's a good one.
And the crazy thing is, it's not crazy at all. A Slaw Dog is pretty good.
It is.
I've never had one.
You've never had it?
Is it a Southern thing?
It is more of a Southern thing. Yeah. It's a
hot dog with coleslaw.
Yeah. Well, but it's a traditional Southern. See, wow, I went really Southern there, didn't I? A traditional Southern.
Yeah. You're doing the voiceover.
I didn't mean to.
It's like one of those.
It's like I'm voicing something on Food Network or Cooking Channel.
Or you're announcing the Ron White tour dates.
You're the new
Tater salad. So it's a hot dog. It's a little, and it's chili, mustard, onions and slaw on top of that.
Yeah.
Mike, you've never been at a cookout and just been like, man, throw some of this. Like that kind of spirit where you're just like, I'm just eating everything like an animal.
It'd
be faster if I just put this on a hot
dog. I guess I'm a traditionalist when it comes to that. You know, I like sauerkraut and mustard. That's about it.
Yeah. No relish? You don't like relish?
No, I'd do that separately. You know, I don't like the pile up of the condiments where the bun is going to get soaked. Mm-hmm. And then you're going
to
have this.
You don't want to go to Chicago. Then.
This wet mass in your hand that you got to like try and gobble down before it falls apart.
You got to stay out of Chicago.
It's a mess,
monsters,
right?
Monsters put anything on a hot dog.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous.
Yeah. Put Subway tokens on that thing.
Yeah.
Guys, anything to plug? Mike, you're at Masses.
Masses on Sundays, yeah.
People can look forward to seeing you there.
I think I've got a crew setting up an appointment this Sunday.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Jason, any dates for Bridge and Tunnel, your sketch troupe?
So we are off. We're not performing in New York City in May, but that is only because we're going back to Canada. We're going to be at Montreal Sketch Fest.
The
13th, we're doing a Get Real there on Friday the 13th, and then we're doing another show on Saturday the 14th. So
that's awesome.
Any Best Show listeners want to bring us smoked meat sandwiches like you did last time? That was fantastic.
There you go.
But yeah, we're really pumped to go back. We love Montreal. So thank you.
Pat, you will be doing a live Prove It All Night tomorrow night.
That's right. Wrangling David Peel.
The legend David Peel at the WFMU Performance Space.
I hope he doesn't curse.
Does he remember you playing drums for him?
Yeah, I contacted him. Those were very long phone calls. And he's going to do the show. I hope.
9 o'clock, sorry. 9 o'clock. WFMU Performance Space in Jersey City. People can get more information at Prove It Show. Rob Hatchmiller. Any Way the Wind Blows. Syl Johnson: Any Way the Wind Blows. And people can find out more information at SylJohnsonMovie.com. Is that the right website?
That's correct.
And the movie will be playing in New Jersey.
May 5th and 7th.
May 5th and 7th. At the Montclair Film Festival, a very good film festival.
Great film festival. They show a lot of great films. Highly recommend checking out their website.
And people can check the movie out. And then down the road, there'll be some sort of other release for the movie, I'm sure, at some point.
I sure hope so.
I sure hope so. It'll happen. I sure hope so. Oh, no. That sounded so fatalistic. No, it'll be, but everybody should check it out at film festivals. That's how it'll get a good release in its next iteration, is by supporting it at the festivals. Thank you everybody for listening to the Half Hour Power. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
So long.